Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another weekly episode of the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, your host and personal finance author, speaker, and consumer advocate who's been producing this show since 2008. I am so grateful that you've downloaded the show. And if you are someone who is paying off student loans or knows someone close to you who is, this show is definitely for you. We're going to talk about the CARES Act, which we've talked about in several previous shows, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. It includes very broad relief for hardships created by the COVID-19 pandemic, including significant benefits for Americans who are paying off student loans. So in this podcast, we're going to cover what the relief is, who can use it, and how it impacts the future of your student loan repayment. And I'll also answer a couple of questions from Money Girl readers and listeners about paying off their loans. And before we get started, I've got a quick favor to ask. This will help people who are struggling due to pandemic hardships. From now until April 30th, if you log into Podchaser and you leave a review for the Money Girl podcast, Podchaser will make a donation to the Meals on Wheels COVID-19 Relief Fund. This is a terrific cause and a really easy way to give back, which is super important to me right now. And if you're not familiar with Podchaser, they're a podcast discovery platform where listeners can find and review their favorite shows. So if you will take a moment to leave a review after you listen to today's episode, I would really appreciate it. It's an easy way to help others who are struggling right now. I've received lots of questions related to the coronavirus pandemic and dealing with finances, but I got a couple recently related to student loans, and so I thought that, you know, that would inspire me for this week's show. Here are the questions. Maria B. says, I have a $240,000 federal consolidated student loan that's in the 20-year forgiveness program, but I won't be able to pay off the loan before the 20-year term ends. Now that the loan is in forbearance due to the coronavirus, should I opt out and continue paying it down or use my money for something else? And I got another question from Rebecca, who says, I want to thank you for your helpful podcast and tips. Although this is a tough time, I'm saving more than if I were eating out and purchasing coffees. How do you recommend I handle my federal student loans during the pandemic? Thank you for your great questions, Maria and Rebecca. I'm going to answer them as we review 10 things borrowers should know about coronavirus student loan relief. So let's get into the details about the primary benefits that the CARES Act gives most people who are paying off student loans. So the first thing is, number one, most student loan payments are in forbearance. And Maria mentioned that. And so here's the deal. Starting on March 13th, 2020, most student loans will be on automatic forbearance until September 30th, 2020. So that means you can temporarily stop making your monthly student loan payments for about 6 months. If you currently have auto pay set up where It drafts monthly payments from your bank account to your student loan servicer. Those automatic withdrawals should stop, and then they should restart without you having to do anything after September 30th. But I want you to keep an eye on your account and make sure that you know exactly when your last loan payment occurs. If you're making your student loan payments manually, either by going into your bank account to create a payment or you're mailing off a paper check, set a calendar reminder so that you will not forget about the suspension expiration. Again, it just goes through September 30th. Your loan servicer should contact you no later than August to remind you when your next payment will be due. But nonetheless, I would put it on your calendar so you can make sure that you remember that it is coming up. Also, make sure your contact information is up to date with your lenders. Make sure they've got your correct mailing address and your email address so that they can contact you about the benefits and then when those benefits end. All right, the second thing to know about the CARES Act is that student loan forbearance is retroactive. So what I mean by that is if your student loan payment was already drafted from your bank account, or let's say you sent a payment in for March or April, be aware that the forbearance is retroactive. It goes back to March 13th. So any payments that you have made since March 13th can actually be returned to you if you want them to be. Now, you'll need to contact the company that services your loan in order to request that refund, but they should very quickly be able to get that back to you. The institutions that service federal loans are working to catch up. So remember that it might take them several weeks just to update their websites, to process payments, and to adjust electronic transfers. So if you call them and you can't get through, just keep trying. I know it's frustrating, but they are likely overwhelmed with millions of borrower accounts that have to be changed right now. All right, the third thing to know is that student loan interest does not accrue during forbearance. So this is one thing that I've seen a lot of people wondering. They're saying, well, okay, if I don't make my payments, doesn't that mean that interest is going to rack up? And it is not the case. So if you're worried that skipping student loan payments means that you're going to accrue a lot of interest, you are in luck. During the automatic forbearance, qualifying loans will not have any additional interest added to balances. So even if you've got federal student loans that are in default because you haven't made payments in some time, 0% interest will apply during the suspension period. Number four, not all student loans qualify for forbearance. Unfortunately, not every type of student loan qualifies for the administrative forbearance because not all loans are owned by the federal government. So this is a federal benefit. The following types are covered. So if you've got direct loans that are subsidized or direct loans that are unsubsidized, these are the most common types of student loans out there. Direct plus loans also qualify. Any direct consolidation loans qualify. Family Federal Education Loans, or FFEL loans, and federal Perkins loans. These will automatically all be put on suspension. However, if you have FFEL loans that are owned by a private lender or Perkins loans that are owned or held by the educational institute that you attended, those will not receive the automatic forbearance because they're not owned by the federal government. And if you're not sure what type of student loan you have, you can contact the servicer or check out the National Student Loan Data System. This is a database, and I'll have a link to this in the notes for the show. They'll be in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. That database can help you understand, you know, what type of loan you're dealing with. Number five, consolidation may qualify you for forbearance. So let's say you've got one of these loans that does not qualify. If it's an FFEL loan or a Perkins loan owned by your old school that doesn't qualify, you may have the option to consolidate it into a direct loan, which would be eligible. The problem is, after the suspension expires on September 30th, the interest rate that you end up paying with the direct consolidation loan could be higher than what you're currently paying. So I would encourage you to speak with your loan servicer. Even if you have loans that do not qualify, talk to your loan servicer about the pros and cons of consolidating a non-qualifying loan to take advantage of the no payment and the no interest suspension period.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Number 6. Some private student loan lenders may offer relief. So as I mentioned, private loans are not going to qualify because they're not owned by the federal government. But if you've got loans that are held by a private company or an educational institution, they may offer some relief if you request it. For instance, there are some student loan servicers that are giving borrowers who are in good standing and experiencing a financial hardship a temporary forbearance for 60 or 90 days. That's better than nothing. So definitely talk to your lender about it. However, I will say in this instance, interest is likely to accrue on private loans during a suspension. Again, you know, it's better than nothing. So if you have both federal and private loans and you're struggling to keep up with your payments, you want to make your private loans the priority while your qualifying federal loans are in automatic forbearance. This strategy will keep your interest expense as low as possible and also protect your credit. Number 7, skip student loan payments. Don't negatively affect your credit. So speaking of credit, skipping payments from March 13th through September 30th on qualifying federal student loans will not hurt your credit. The suspended payments are going to be reported to the credit bureaus as if you paid them on time, which is fantastic. Number 8, suspended student loan payments count as if you paid them. A lot of student loan borrowers may be worried that if they skip payments during this forbearance, that they're going to get behind on repayment or forgiveness plans. This is something Maria B. brought up in her question that I read to you at the beginning of the show. She is concerned because she's got a large amount of debt in the 20-year forgiveness program. Maria, the good news is that suspended payments count toward these plans, so you're not going to lose any time. Since suspended payments count toward loan forgiveness, any payments that you choose to make during the forbearance period will reduce the amount that you eventually have forgiven. So it's in your best interest not to continue paying student loans that qualify for a forgiveness program. You'll be better off using that money for something else, such as shoring up your emergency fund. Number 9, garnishments on student loans in default are suspended. So let's say you've been struggling for some time to make your student loan payments, even before coronavirus, and they're now in collections. You are also eligible for relief. collectors must stop contacting any past due borrowers during the student loan forbearance period. And any garnishments of your wages, your tax refund, Social Security benefits, or any other federal benefits to collect on those past due student loans have to stop until September 30th. So if you had a garnishment of any kind after March 13th, you're going to get it back. Now, you might need to contact your employer's payroll department if your wages were garnished since then, and you just want to be clear about the fact that they need to be returned to you because the employer is going to need to request that. So make sure that your employer knows that you did see a garnishment come through after March 13th. And number 10, student loan forbearance is optional. If you want to continue making loan payments during the suspension period, you can. Rebecca mentioned that she's saving more money right now than usual. That's terrific. And it sounds like her income is not in jeopardy. That's a terrific position to be in. So if you can afford it and your loan is not in a forgiveness program or any special repayment plan, continuing your payments can actually help you get ahead. You'll have 0% interest, so the amount that you pay toward your loan, more of it will get applied to your principal loan balance, and that's going to enable you to get out of debt faster. If you want to opt out of the suspension, contact your loan servicer to make sure that they reinstate your auto pay or just continue to send in your manual payments. They need to know that you want to continue making payments. If you don't let them know, they're just going to, you know, assume that you want to be in forbearance. And if you have any questions about the new student loan regulations or you need advice about managing your loans, be sure to speak to a representative from your servicing company. They can help you understand your options and how to make your loans as affordable as possible. Yes, it may take a few phone calls to get through or chat sessions to get through, but they can definitely help you. A big thanks to Maria and Rebecca for sending in your questions. If you have a money question or an idea for a future show topic, I would love to hear it. We've got a voicemail line if you'd like to call your question in. Simply call 302-364-0308 to leave your message. Or you can email me by visiting my contact page at lauradadams.com. To keep the money conversation going with a terrific community, join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To request your invitation, just visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text the word dollars, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to the number 33444. And don't forget to leave a review for the show on podchaser.com to help Meals on Wheels. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please rate and review it. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.
Radio Andy.
Hey, it's Andy Cohen. Join me on Andy Cohen Live, where it's just you, me, and some of the world's biggest celebrities.
Paris Hilton.
Chelsea Handler.
Seth Rogen.
I love you, Miley. Thank you so much.
You can listen to Andy Cohen Live at home or anywhere you are. No car required. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.